From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. South Florida is waking up to the smell of smoke, and morning commuters are dealing with it on the roadways. A brush fire in Broward County has shut down part of U.S. 27. That's according to Florida Highway Patrol. Northbound U.S. 27 is closed from I-75 in Broward to Southern Boulevard in Palm Beach County. Smoke is also lingering over parts of Miami-Dade County and cutting visibility for drivers on virtually all major roadways. We will have an update from the National Weather Service shortly about exactly how long these smoky conditions will last throughout South Florida. And this is the kind of travel day where a commuter might want to just catch a ride from someone else. But as it turns out, setting up a ride-sharing service in Miami-Dade County has its perils. The county has just escalated its enforcement against a renegade ride-sharing company. WLRN intern Salima Hussein has more on a major setback to a service called Lyft.
Lyft is an app that connects passengers in need of a ride with a driver. The service has faced opposition from the taxi industry and county commissioners. Lyft drivers don't have Medallion, the registration and licenses that cab drivers are required to have. But Lyft rolled out their service anyway. Drivers have been offering rides for about 2 weeks. Some Lyft drivers have already been fined thousands of dollars, and the county just released information that it's impounded 3 Lyft vehicles over the past few days. Lyft insists that despite this, they're still in negotiations with the county to allow them to operate. I'm Salima Hussein in Miami.
Now, of course, if you just don't want to deal with gridlock and fuel costs and such, you can just rocket above it all. Aviation giant Boeing will show off its CST-100 spacecraft for reporters today. The CST-100 is one of the spacecraft that NASA is considering to take astronauts to the International Space Station. From our sister station, WMFE in Orlando, Amy Green has this report.
The CST-100 is a capsule that can carry up to 7 astronauts in cargo. It's compatible with a variety of rockets like the Atlas V. It can remain docked in orbit for 6 months and be reused 10 times. Since the end of the shuttle program, NASA has gotten out of the business of launching astronauts to the International Space Station. In August, the space agency is expected to announce which commercial space company will take up that role. That will allow NASA to concentrate on sending astronauts to an asteroid and Mars. NASA's new spacecraft, Orion, is scheduled for an unmanned test flight in December. It's the first time in a generation American astronauts will fly on new spacecraft. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
Last week, we told you about how researchers were racing the clock to try to harvest some precious coral from the bottom of one of Florida's busiest shipping channels. Well, over the weekend, about 1,000 healthy corals were relocated as dredging continues around the port of Miami. The Army Corps of Engineers says divers have been harvesting corals from the channel's edges and relocating them to an artificial reef and other nearby areas. The port is expanding to accommodate bigger ships passing through a wider Panama Canal. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.